This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Shardy gingivitis. I got an espresso machine. By the way, this is a wax episode.
Oh, so you have nothing planned.
We have nothing.
I have no
planned.
Segments planned.
Yeah. Wait, you came in here saying we have a good episode planned.
That was to keep morale high. That was to have you guys kind of spend the first 15 to 20 minutes being like, there's more coming.
Yeah.
This is it. All right.
I see.
I was at a wedding over the weekend. Long weekend, short week. I started a new gig.
Dude, you're blowing
on
all
Tuesday.
Your fucking small talk all in one rapid fire lightning round. Space
Thank God.
I
thought you were... Thank God we had seven straight minutes of Amir talking about financial investments.
Yeah. And now that's only halfway done with the first 15 minutes. We still have another half hour to go.
I mean,
you have to do it regardless of how mad you are. Something we're working on in couples therapy, that in order to break any tension, Jake has to, or Jeff has to call in response, "My she's" with a similar she.
She.
Anyway, I just don't think that.
Anyway, yeah, this really isn't working out communication-wise.
She.
And my fear is that things are getting lost in translation.
She.
You
it's
say,
giving
Midsommar.
We're back.
On Wednesday, all right, no segments prepared. I said, let's run it back with as many segments as probable. And that's what I've done today. So this is an episode I'm called.
Sorry. I think.
So this is an episode I'm calling Segment Mania, right?
Is it wax-free, though? Like, we're not going to catch up because we already did that fully.
Absolutely not. Let's get into the first segment.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we should say we have Ali Khan, Kayla Moriarty, and Amir Blumenfeld yet again.
Is this the first back-to-back?
No, there's definitely been like a lot of weeks where it's you, me, Marika, and Grayson.
Yeah, or some shit.
Yeah.
Any HeadGum historians, let us know if this is the first full 4 for 4 back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, Ali, did you get a haircut?
No, but I did my hair today. I decided to make an effort. Thank you.
That's nice.
I haven't showered since Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You also said you woke up 12 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. I woke up 17 minutes ago.
Still.
Okay.
Good morning.
I've been up and I showered, but thanks for noticing.
That was good timing.
Welcome to Supermarket Sheep. you guys know Supermarket Sweep, hosted by Leslie Jones?
Yeah, you gotta put like a bunch of stuff in your shopping cart or something.
Yeah, but there's also like mini game shows, quizzes, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is Supermarket so the following, it's really just questions about grocery items, multiple choice style. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Why not?
I think so.
Sure. Question one, which salad is the best seller at Safeway? A, hen. B, other.
Usually there's like a title screen. You didn't do like the Photoshop stuff with like
we have so many segments I didn't have time to Photoshop it.
Wait, so the options are hen and other? I guess yes. Other okay. Salad.
Yeah, other. I don't know what a hen salad is.
That's correct. Well, it's like chicken, but specifically from females.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the official cheese of joy? Camembert or other?
Other. Because
what guess would you have?
Correct.
I camembert that. Game.
Nice.
That's really good. I don't
what,
really want to make
of joy be.
I don't know if I want to totally make the judgment call, but I think it'd be like Gouda.
Because it's good.
Is string cheese a type of cheese, or is it like just mozzarella that can't be strung?
I think mozzarella.
Used to have string cheese as a kid. I haven't had it in probably 30 years, I was going to say. Do you guys still eat? Is that okay? We can wax a little bit. Like, remember string cheese?
I think it was fine. String cheese at the office, actually.
Oh, really?
You could break this cycle.
Do you indulge?
I'll eat a string cheese, but I won't pull it apart with my fingers because I'm not an animal. I just chomp into it.
Oh, interesting. So
I would argue chomping into it is more animalistic.
Really? I don't want to like play with my food. I just want to eat it.
Oh, yeah, see, like that's what I like about string cheese is that it is interactive.
Yeah. It's
oh, wow.
That way.
There's a ritual.
Yeah.
I should have a string cheese. It's been so long. What about Kit Kats, Kayla? Are you biting into all four at the same time, or are you giving a break?
Once again, I'm not an animal. I would never do that. But I also don't really eat a lot of candy. That's not true. I eat a ton of sour candy. I don't eat chocolate that much.
But if I gave you a Kit Kat, that's four bars.
If it'll make you happy, I'll put all four in just as a bit.
That would make me happy. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome.
With a $5.49 coupon, what could you get for free? Breyers ice cream, garlicky pea tendrils, garlic wafers, or cookies and lime pocky?
Garlic wafers? That's not a thing.
Pocky?
I'll go with option A.
Allie is correct. Breyers ice cream is $5.49. What month is garlic month? A, January.
Aioli. B,
Oli. B, April. C, June. D, December.
April?
That's a really tough one.
April.
I was thinking June, but I don't know why.
Hot garlic.
Yeah. Hot garlic. 103. I got a garlic of 103. I'm hot. I'm sorry. Are we boring you, Jeff?
You are. Just singing's not enough. Kayla was right. It was April.
Oh.
What snack do you...
Sorry.
It's a valid follow-up.
Should we look it up?
That was my guess, because that's when like a lot of bulb flowers can be planted.
Oh,
garlic is a bulb.
Oh, that was smart.
Hot garlic.
I'm hot garlic. I'm hot garlic.
Well, April is National Garlic Month, and you can celebrate it in two ways, in the garden and in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Doesn't really say why.
That's okay.
Okay. What snack do you think Liza Minnelli always stocks? A, Balsan tea biscuits. B, Dunkaroos. C, garlicky pea tendrils. Or D, cookies and lime pocky.
It's the same answer choices as the last one.
A.
I think you're right. This one's subjective, but I do think you're right that it's the tea biscuits. With a $7.49 coupon, what could you get for free? A, Bounty paper towels. B, Market Maven beet salad. C, Wonder Bread. or D, Wunderberg?
How many paper towels? Like a single roll?
Let's go double roll.
$7 is a lot for two paper towel rolls, so is garlic pea tendrils an option?
No.
Okay. You're good. Beet salad, then.
You're already over the game. This is only segment
one. Mark Maven,
12.
Salad.
Yeah.
What meat is usually most expensive? What deli meat is usually most expensive? A, chicken roll. B, liverwurst. C, ham. Or D, corned beef.
Corned beef.
Correct.
Corn beef. Yeah. I'm begging please don't eat my
steal
ham.
My cash.
My Zoom might die, so if you see me disappear for
your
like
your laptop might die?
No, my recorder.
Oh. Yeah. What is the official ham of joy? A, honey baked, or B, other?
Honey baked.
A.
Correct. All right. That was Supermarket Chi. All right. Welcome to, this is the wrong song for it, but
was terrible.
Welcome to Are We Sad? Queen Elizabeth is dead. And here's how we play the game. I'm just going to point.
Which one?
Junior. Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth Junior.
We're going to go down the line here and just say yes or no. Are you sad? Allie, are you sad?
No.
Kayla, are you sad about the queen dying?
No.
Amir?
I'm not personally sad, though I understand it is sad to lose a family member, so I'm sure some people are sad. I had nothing, no personal relationship, no professional. I mean, we dated back in the day, but like other than that, we haven't kept in contact.
Okay, so you turned 18 in what, 2000?
One, yeah.
2001. So you dated her in her 70s?
I didn't ask. A friend set us up. Just said.
Where did you go?
London.
They said, this is my friend Liz. Yeah.
My buddy Charles was like, would you ever be with an older woman? And I
so you're friends with the current king.
In a way. Not so anymore.
The son was setting up his married mother with you.
It sounds insane. But have you heard these games before? They're all kind of crazy.
The game is not weird. No, that's not why this is crazy, because you're saying that, yeah. Did you have tea? Like, what did you talk about? I feel like you have nothing in common.
Exactly. We tried. I guess she attended a football game in the 50s, so I was like asking her about that, but she had no fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went to like a Maryland football game in like 1957 or something. Asked her who won.
Did she know who you were? Or I guess Jake and Amir hadn't even happened yet.
Yeah, she had like read my weird like live journal in high school, but that's it.
There's no way.
What? You don't think she was online?
I don't think she was on your live. Yeah, I mean like she was also 96. Kind of a miracle she was still alive. What do you guys think the age is where after you die it's like not that sad? It's kind of like, well, yeah. Is it 85? Kayla?
I'll go 90.
I don't know how to answer that question. 110?
Wow.
Up, go up, beside it.
All right, that was Are We Sad?
How did you find that offbeat?
This just in a recent article from Consumer Reports titled "Is Deodorant Ever Safe to Wear Down There?" begs the titular question. So let's put together a list of things to put near your grundle, and then I'll comment it on the article.
Let's put together a list of things to put on your grundle, and you'll comment it on the article?
Consumer Reports, yeah.
They have comments under the article that you could leave, and you're just going to leave a list of things that we come up with to put near your grundle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just to start things off, garlicky pea tendrils. Oh my sure. God. Cookies yeah. and lime pocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, beet salad.
No, let's be serious for a second.
I mean, it's not even April. It's not garlic month.
But it would be hot garlic, that's for sure.
So maybe some kind of fragrance?
Yeah.
Like an artificial one?
Maison Louis Marie number 4, Ballon de Bois. That's the scent that I and Maddie Healy wear.
Okay. Nice.
I found that out years after I started using it, Allie. But it's still kind of fucking cool.
No, I think that is cool. It's fun. It's fun to be cologne twins.
Yeah. Yeah. Amir, what are you putting, you know, down there?
Nothing.
I don't really feel comfortable asking anyone else in the Zoom.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow, you're finally sort of becoming self-aware.
Olive oil.
Yeah. I don't think so, man.
Sides. Really,
no. Nothing garlicky. Yeah, nothing. No paste, no sauce, nothing.
I do wonder what would happen if you put vanilla extract somewhere, you know.
You want to smell like hot dessert? Okay.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't know why this one caused everything
maybe that's
to come to a halt.
End of list. Maybe that's why all you comment. Ask anyone.
Okay, ask everyone how their cock is and make it better.
Yeah.
Amir, how's your cock?
It's fine. Moving on. We did this.
This is a real question. When was the last time you had sex?
Don't need to get into
last
the private
night,
detail.
This morning, 2 weeks ago. I'm just trying to nail down your libido so I can help you.
With what?
Sex.
Okay.
All right, so what was the list? The list was olive oil and sides. What? And vanilla garlic spheres. Oh, and vanilla extract.
And garlic. He's getting batteries.
Right.
Garlic pea tendrils.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think that's a good list.
I think that's complete, yeah.
It's sort of
or
like
quadrant.
Yeah. It's like a Harvard class of like things to put on your ass. Like, because there's diversity amongst the class. You know, the best of everything.
All right, I'm back.
The best snack.
Just gonna.
The best fragrance. The best oil.
Slate.
The best extract.
For the editor.
All right, we have to take, well, no, I mean, like, we could wax for, like, 2 seconds, you know, if you want to have a little bit of waxing, but we do have to take a break very soon. I just don't want to end it on this note of me sharing my screen, commenting things to put, in and around your sort of downtown area.
How many segments have we done, and how many segments do we have to look forward to?
We've done 3, and we have 3 more.
Okay. All right. Would you say they're more fleshed out than the coming up with things to comment on the Consumer Report article about what to put on your Grundle, or is that sort of level going forward?
Well, it's hard because when you...
that was a set, that was one of the six segments that you came up with, right?
Yeah. Because the thing is, if I, you know, two segments, I put the same amount of work I put into two segments into six. So I've spread that effort across six, so they're all half baked. But this is what y'all wanted.
Yeah, third baked.
Really?
Which is not baked, really.
Well, yeah, but sometimes it's fun to eat the dough.
All right. But you can get really sick if you have the chicken. Take it out after 4 minutes. Let's take that break, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to Future Zaddy. So, there are, like, Zaddies in the world right now, like Jeff Goldblum. I guess George Clooney still. Conan, if you're a freak.
Sure.
So, I thought it'd be fun to sort of postulate on who could be a future Zaddy based on who's around now and young and hung. Tom Holland. What do we think?
Who will be an attractive, like, 53-year-old?
60-year-old. Yeah.
What's this segment called?
Future Zaddy.
Got it. So you just basically were coming up with people who are in their 20s and hot.
No. Sure. But do you think they're going to age like a fine wine? Or do you think they're going to age like a... Like a garlicky pea tendril or like a coconut cream pocky.
Tom Holland's a good dancer. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Sure.
Mark Ruffalo.
I don't know if he will be or not. I'm more lobbing up the name so we can discuss. Do you guys think he'll be Zaddy? I'm not exactly convinced. Because I don't know if he's hot now.
I was always under the impression that to be a Zaddy, you had to be Jewish.
Interesting. I've never heard that.
I've also never heard.
That was maybe just my own assumption. Going yeah. right Zadie.
Why did you think that?
Well, because I thought it was like a an off of Zadie, like a Zadie Zaddy. And that, and that daddies are you know, not Jewish, they're goyim, and zaddies are Jewish daddies. That's what I always thought. So that's why I paused at the Tom Holland, because I was like, I don't think he's Jewish.
So you think a zaddy is a Yiddish grandfather / hot man?
I think that a zaddy is a Jewish version of daddy. That was my impression.
Guys, I just looked up the definition of zaddy.
Wow. Case closed.
Wait, wow.
How could that be? That's in the Oxford Dictionary. They use your name as the example.
Okay. That's now that I'm looking
crazy.
I'm realizing that I'm wrong and that was an assumption that I've made that it was unchecked until this moment.
That's good. But that's what we're doing here. We're sort of learning, growing, changing, evolving.
Yeah.
It is weird. Like, why the Z at all? What is that? Where did that come from?
A little pizzazz to their daddy?
Yeah. You assume it's like this portmanteau where they grab daddy the Z chill. From something else.
What was that?
Daddy chill.
Sorry, I'm still soaring from being the dictionary definition of zaddy.
Well, I don't think we can move forward. I think it would just be taking something away from you.
It wasn't the definition.
Right.
It was the example.
You're so pleased with yourself.
It is weird that it's spelled the way your name
Yeah, you never see uh-huh. that. I think no. that's why I'm no. floored. But Tom wow. Holland, do we think he'd be a zaddy?
Sure.
I don't know. Is he Jewish?
Gaten Matarazzo, the kid from Stranger Things.
Which one is that?
He's like the stockier.
Yeah, the kid. Dustin. We're not going to discuss whether a kid.
Well, he's 19. Here's my thing. I don't know if it's Asia or Asa. For the purposes of this segment, Asa Butterfield, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. He's already like unbelievably attractive. I think it's weird because his main thing is sex education, and so like he's not sexualized in that because he's a kid in the show. He's a fully adult man, but he has like. At great eyes, I'm sorry to say.
Never apologize. Yeah. That's okay to say.
Where was the photo of him that I saw that was like, oh yeah, that's of course. What'd you say?
We didn't.
No one speaking.
This sucks.
Can you show this photo, please?
I can't find it. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. right?
Oh yeah, his eyes are wild.
Yeah, they're he looks really like good. Mae Martin as a blonde.
He does look like Mae Martin. That's a same dude.
Will Poulter.
New segment, or this is still part of the same? Because I don't know who that is.
Do you mind if I answer some slacks?
Yeah.
You do mind?
Yeah, you mind?
Yeah. No, you can.
Will Poulter's the guy from We're the Millers, Midsommar, how do you say it? Whatever.
Yeah.
That Somar. Movie, he died.
I heard he had a glow up.
He did. That's the guy. Because he went on a vacation with Florence Pugh and everybody talked about it. But they're just
friends. That's crazy.
Just friends.
Okay, then if he had a glow up from 18 to whatever, 26, I think it's going to continue. I think he's going to be a zaddy.
The trajectory.
Yeah.
Although there's highs and lows, you know. True. You don't want to peak too early.
Yeah. That's true. That would suck.
Amir, I'd say you had a zaddy arc. I think in 10 years you might be there.
Yeah. I mean, my hair is getting grayer, which is one of the
requirements almost.
Yeah. The very least half and half.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
HeadGum Live Show. Jeff's hosting a comedy show for us on the 22nd.
Skylar Gisondo.
Who is that?
You know his face.
Yes.
Yeah. I think he's attractive now in like a weird way.
Skylar Gisondo?
He's the guy who's in, like, everything.
Oh, sure. He's in The Righteous Gemstones.
He really is in everything. But he's, like, cut up.
That's pretty shredded.
Yeah, that's nice.
Good
for him.
He's had such a funny face. Let's move on.
Let's.
Welcome to Current Zombie.
okay.
That was future songs. Zaddy, yeah, and this the is current nothing Zombie.
Search Zombie on Google, because I think you coined that term.
Are you in the example for that, Zunkle. Too?
It's not in the dictionary, but it is on Urban Dictionary.
Zombie?
Yeah, this is the definition. A tall, tan, hot woman who makes salaried cash and has her crap together.
Salaried cash? She can't have passive income. It has to be from an active job.
Oh, we should have added celery to the fucking How? Grundle thing. Because then it could have been salaried cash or celeried gash.
That was easy.
Julia Roberts.
No, there's only one. We don't. It's not a discussion. It's not up for discussion.
Why S. do they cup. Have to be tall and tan?
S.E. Cup.
So this is your tweet that you sort of bump every once in a while.
This is my thought that I bump every once in a while.
What Who's the tweet S. specific?
Cup?
She's a CNN anchor.
Every like 3 months, Jeff tweets, is S eek? Do you tag her, by the way, or you just write, is S
E? I don't tag her.
Is S E cup zombie?
Okay.
Cool.
And how does the tweet do?
Not well. Most people don't know who that is.
Or what zombie is.
I guess because most people, yeah. No, I mean, like, that is the equivalent of Jeff Goldblum in some way.
Sure.
Forget it. That segment was supposed to take 5 minutes.
How? All you did was say, we were starting to discuss, and you cut us off, and you said, no, there's only one answer, S.E. Cup. Nobody knew who that was. You showed the picture. 90 seconds later, we're out. We're done. That was supposed to take 5 minutes.
I thought you would have thoughts. I thought maybe we would talk about S.E. Cup.
We'd You're talk not about really zombie. Inviting conversation. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
No.
This is somehow worse than the waxing episode. It's weird how that happened.
The waxing episode was good. You don't think so?
I'm into discussing SE Cup if you want to discuss SE Cup. I just want you to be honest with what you want. Because if you slid that in there like a sneak subject.
Yeah.
Let's talk about SE Cup.
Okay.
What's the name of her show?
It's like the Power Hour or something.
You don't really know.
I don't watch CNN.
It should be like the tea with cup or something like
yeah.
that.
That's
yeah.
That's good. Getting oh, up. Oh, she's a Republican. Cup.
Oh. I didn't know she was a Republican.
Then not a zombie.
What about the SE? Yeah. What does that stand for?
Salt eggs.
I heard she wrote The Outsiders.
It's Jeff, oh god, confirm? This is two reasons why she can't be zombie to me, at least. She has the same first and middle name as my sister.
Wow. Sarah Elizabeth.
Sarah Elizabeth, yeah. It's called SE Cup Unfiltered.
It's pretty good.
This is so fucked up.
Is that a lackluster video shirt? Where did you get cool. that? How did you have that?
Billy sent it to me.
They made merch for such a short window of time.
It's a good shirt, though.
Yeah.
It says that she went to NYU and Cornell. I don't understand why she's a Republican.
Because she went to NYU, you can't understand why she's a Republican.
And Cornell.
I just meant, like, she's educated.
Yeah. I guess a lot of Republicans are educated.
Yeah. She identifies as a log cabin Republican.
Mm. Party of Lincoln?
Yeah.
yeah.
But she voted for Biden.
That's nice.
Well, Lincoln's Republican Party is more similar to the Democratic Party of today.
That's true.
Cup gets that. She has to understand if she's truly zombie.
She's educated, remember? Cornell and Ivy.
What about the zombies instead of the zombies for a band name? Could be a good modern take on a classic.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Jeff, do you like the zombies?
This could not be our year. That's a Zombies reference.
I love that song.
I do love that song.
It's a fantastic.
What about Zombie? Okay.
Sorry.
I was just going to ask about Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, that's good. In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie.
I still corned beef, corned beef, corned beef, corned beef. I'm begging of you, please don't make a hash. Last segment. HeadGum's Got Talent. What do you guys got?
Don't lean back. Now we don't want to show it to you.
What does
it
mean?
You don't deserve to see it.
What talent do you guys want to share today?
This one's a good one that I can do. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
All right. That's some witchcraft. Moriarty?
I mean, I can tap dance.
Wow.
Wait.
No, I don't have my shoes here. And also, no.
Where are they?
Rhode Island.
All right. You guys want to hop back on at like 3-4 hours?
Eastern?
Yeah.
Well, Friday traffic, so it'll be longer than that.
Okay. So yeah, we could do 8 p.m. Eastern and then just an insert of Kayla tap dancing.
Sure. Do some shuffle ball changes for you all. Time steps. I can do a split. Also not showing you that.
That's
like front
scary.
To back or like full sideways?
Both.
Jesus. Still?
Mm-hmm. And a cartwheel and a handstand and a back bend.
Wow.
Do you like stretch a lot? Like how do you stay live? I would never, if I could get to a place where I could do the splits, I wouldn't be able to sustain it.
Well, I grew up dancing competitively. And then in my adult years, I take a lot of yoga. And I'm taking I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I'm taking a contortion 101 class online.
That's true.
Stay flexible.
Jesus.
Staying live. Staying live.
Oh. Hash. Allie?
I don't know if I don't have a talent show talent, and it's something that I think about almost every day.
You can do cross-stitching, you mentioned that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's roasting
chickens. I was going to say.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's true. I got into, like, Victorian era hobbies over the pandemic. I can cross-stitch. I'm, like, good at, like, I can, like, read by candlelight.
How's your loom? Let me see your loom. Pantera, the loom.
A fainting couch.
That's good.
Oh, I would love that. I would love a little chaise lounge. No, I actually just finished one the other day, but it's far away. So I don't think it's like worth the journey to show you, but yeah, I can cross.
It's shorter than what Kayla would have to do.
It's true. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll show you my wall. And it's now just becoming tours of my apartment.
Jeff, do you have a talent? One. Oh, that's
really
good.
Oh, that's great.
That's so good.
It's really fun to do while you watch TV.
That's very much a talent.
Oh, hold on. Jeff's trying to make a noise or something.
I'm very dehydrated right now, so it's not going to work
right. It's pretty good.
Oh,
that's cool. Very Alan Ruck of you. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Very Alan Ruck.
What else can I do?
In third grade, for a talent show, I memorized the presidents in order. So it was just like an 8-year-old me being like, George Washington, John Adams. And I know about 80% of them still. So I don't know if you guys want to toss out a number between 1 and 45. I can hit you with a president.
37.
1.
So 1 is Washington. That's an easy one. 18, I know, is Ulysses S. Grant. Jeff, you can verify. 37 is tough. Kennedy, Nixon.
Who was 17 then? Because
Andrew Johnson
Abe Lincoln
was 17. Yeah. I want to say Gerald Ford was 37.
What was the first one? 18?
Yeah, that's Grant for sure.
That's Grant. 37.
Gerald Ford?
Nixon.
Nixon was 37. Wow.
24
was the same as 22, which is Grover Cleveland.
This is very impressive.
That's cool. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. The trick was to memorize 5 a day for about a week and a half, and then
plugs. Have it. What do you guys have going on? What do you?
30 years ago, so it's been kind of locked in there. Obviously not perfect, what with Nixon being wrong, but
that's how I memorized Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll.
See?
Still in here.
The HeadGum Show. We're doing a comedy show case of sorts. Getting a phone call from Mentor, Ohio. Jeff, have you ever heard of that
Who's
city?
Who's that? No. Oh, yes.
Mentor, Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. HeadGum.com/live. Live show in LA. At our office. Holy shit. So come on by. Say hi. And stay live.
Allie?
Yeah, HeadGum Show. Very excited about it. September 22nd. Get tickets. They're selling now. And follow me on social media at Allie Khan.
Dean, a.k.a. Kayla Moriarty.
I would like everyone to follow Gumball FM on Twitter, please. And then follow me, Kayla La Moriarty. Thank you, Amir, on Instagram and Twitter. And I just found out about this yesterday, but if you are a student at the University of Rhode Island or Salve Regina, I'm doing a guest lecture on marketing there at the end of this month. So
That's cool.
So cool.
Go Rams.
Go Rams.
At Jeff Boyardi on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week. This whole thing has been Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.